Checking out Act 4, Scene 3. The king and Rosencrantz and Guildenstern come in. They're like, we don't know where the body is. We can't figure it out. Lines 48 to 51. Hamlet's come in. Oh, yeah. I find this funny, but it's very dark. I'm just going to back up a little bit. The king's like, you know, where's the body? Like, where's Polonius? And Hamlet is messing with him. Up a couple of lines, like around 35, he's saying, in heaven, send thither to see. If your messenger find him not there, seek him in the other place yourself. Like, he's in heaven. Go find him. And if he's not, well, he must be in hell. Why don't you go see if he's there? Kind of like, he's basically telling him, like, go to hell. Why don't you die? And he says, but indeed, if you find him not within this month, you shall nose him. This is so funny to me. You shall nose him as you go up the stairs into the lobby. So, like, what's he saying?
You're gonna smell it.
Yeah. And I think maybe it's a play on the word nose. Like, you'll nose him. Like, you'll notice him. You'll know he's there because you're going to smell him. Because he's dead and his body's going to be rotting. So if you don't find him within a month, you're going to smell him when you go up the stairs into the lobby. And the king's like, go seek him there. So he sends some people to go find him. And Hamlet says, he will stay till you come. Like, he's not going anywhere. It's a dead body. And this is where, man, Hamlet getting edgy. Like, feeling a little feisty. So, keep going. The lines you guys wanted to look at were coming up next. Hamlet, this deed for thine especial safety, which we do tender as we dearly grieve for that which thou hast done, must send thee hence. So he's like, hey, Hamlet, what you did, we're just thinking about your safety now. I mean, like, we're sad for what you did, but when we're thinking about you and your safety, we're going to have to get you out of here. We're going to have to send you hence, get you out of here to protect you. With fiery quickness, therefore, prepare thyself. The bark is ready and the wind at help. The associates tend. Everything is bent for England. So the king's like, we got to keep you safe, buddy. We're going to send you to England. And Hamlet's like, for England. And the king says, aye, Hamlet. And Hamlet says, good. The king says in line 59, which you've included in there, so is it if thou knewest our purposes. And I can't believe the king said that to Hamlet. The king must really think Hamlet has lost it, because Hamlet's like, okay, good, I'm going to England. And the king says, it is good if you knew the purpose, like if you knew why. Have we read yet what the king's going to do?
The letter that says kill the Hamlet.
Yeah, that's the goal, right? So he's going to send Rosencrantz and Guildenstern with a letter and Hamlet to England, say give it to the king, and there they're supposed to kill him, right? So Hamlet's like, okay, England, which you could read either way. Is he just like, oh, yay, a trip, here we go, I'm going to pack my swimming suit? Or is he like, yeah, okay, dad. And then the king's like, so is it if thou knewest our purposes? Like, yeah, it is good. It's going to kill. Like, he's basically saying, like, it is a good thing. We're going to get rid of you. We're going to have you dead. We're going to have you killed. Yeah.
So I wanted to look at the thing because I didn't understand why Hamlet was like good. Because if he's stuck in England, he's not going to be able to enact his revenge at all.
He's smart.
Like, I just picture him being like, oh, I'm going to England. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I think you can read it like that, or you can read it like, you're giving me more justification to kill you. Like, you're giving me more, like, a good. Yeah. And people have looked at this play for years and tried to determine where does Hamlet really know what's going on and where does he not. In this part, I feel like he's totally lucid. Like, he knows. He's gonna fight it.
Are you right in the middle? I'm gonna have to wait.
Oh, it's okay.
I need to tell them something.
Oh, okay. Actually, let's do the last set of lines, and then we'll stop just because I'm recording for some other time here. Okay, so 60 to 65, Hamlet goes, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern go. Is he by himself here? Looks like he is. So we have a little glimpse of what's going on in his mind. He says, in England, if my love thou holdest at aught, as my great power thereof may give this these sense, since yet thy, I don't know how to say that word, cicatrice, looks raw and red after the Danish sword, and thy free awe pays homage to us. So I think he's thinking about England, and he's like sort of conjuring them and calling to them and saying, hey, do what I've asked of you. He says, he's implying like that England owes him something when he says, since yet thy cicatrice looks raw and red. So after thy after the Danish sword. So they must have had an encounter and the Danes won. So they kind of owe us. So, you know, pay us homage, like get rid of Hamlet. You kind of owe us this favor. On towards the bottom, he's saying, do it, England. Which, what's the it? What does he want them to do? Yeah, kill him. Like, do it. For, like, the hectic in my blood he rages, and thou must cure me. I think that's a cool line. Like, the hectic in my blood he rages. So, like, Hamlet is making me rage, and I need you to end it. Till I know 'tis then, howe'er my haps, my joys were ne'er begun. So I can't rest, I can't be at peace until I know he's dead. Dicey. Okay.